Hello everyone, this is Keith Wall with Word on Wednesday. The lesson is today to know the Word of God, to believe the Word of God, to live the Word of God. So we're looking at foundation scriptures that we are establishing our life on the Word of God. So we keep the balance of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God is our creator. And in verses 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, and over the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. So we've got the one scripture is God created all things. So we don't believe in evolution, right? The other one is God created man in his own image, male and female. That's the end of the story. And in Genesis 2, 21 and 22. And the Lord God called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and clothed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he woman and brought unto him, unto the man. So now we see that how God has created these things. It's male and female. You need to get this balance because I want to bring some things out. And in John chapter 1, John's Gospel chapter 1, 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Right, now we're seeing the balance of Genesis chapter 1 with John's gospel in chapter 1. And in him was life, and the life was light of men. And in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Right. So now we've got God made humanity in his own image. It's not evolution. It's creation, right? He made them male and female, so there's no difference there. It confirms that in John's Gospel, chapter 1. And in Colossians chapter 1, 14 to 17, in him we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Right, so now we've got this under point here now. We've got in whom we have redemption through the blood. So there's no salvation without the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no cleansing of sin without the blood of Jesus Christ. So we've got to get these things very firmly fixed in our mind. So when other things come, you're not trying to sort them out. You've already sorted them out in the Word of God. They're foundation scriptures. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him, now listen to this, by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, things created that were created by him and for him. So now we're seeing that he's creator of all things, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So Jesus Christ is before all things, and it's only consisting because of Jesus Christ now. So we need to make sure that we're laying a foundation for the scriptures. We must keep the balance of the Word of God, Jesus Christ, of God, to stay on course. Now, if I start in Genesis with revolution, how am I going to tie these other scriptures into my life? It's not going to be balanced. So if you're believing the Word of God, you've got to believe from Genesis to Revelations. But not just say, I believe it, know it. Know the word of God, believe the word of God, live the word of God. Otherwise, we're putting our own interpretation on the word of God, and then we're going off course. And this is what can happen. Evolution are not right. God created things. That God made them male and female. There's no in between. That's what evolution is doing. It's making that we evolve from something else and then we become a human being. Somebody in between male and female. It's not on. It's not there. It's not in the Bible. I'm talking about believing the word of God. If somebody wants to believe that, they can believe that, but they're not believing the word of God. Deny the truth and who Jesus is and all that he has done, serve the God of this world. So if we're denying Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the word of God is the truth. You'll know the truth and it sets you free. So if we deny the truth anywhere, we're going to finish up in bondage. But worse still, you're giving place to the enemy. Even if you're a Christian, you're giving place to the, if you believe any of these other things, you're giving place. Revelation 21, 1 to 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared for a bride, as a bride for a husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. Right, so now we've got Genesis, John's epistle, John's gospel, Colossians, and Revelations. They're all tying in together. So if you put anything else in there, you're not going to get the balance of the word of God. I'm talking about what I'm saying. You need to do this for yourself, like I just said. To know the word of God, to believe the word of God, and now you live the word of God. So as we're not denying anything about, we're keeping the balance of it. So when somebody comes up with a lie like evolution, you have already got the answer. So I don't need a great revelation. So I believe the word of God. God created male and female. That's the end of the story. God created the heavens and he created all things. And in Colossians, by him all things consist. So if I know those things and some of these things come to me from somewhere else, I know it's a lie. And see, this is the thing. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. And you balance everything out that you hear by the word of God. So as you're not believing a lie. The devil is, what did Jesus say? The devil is a liar, he's a father of lies, and he's a murderer from the beginning. And he's out to rob you. Don't be robbed. Father, I thank you, Lord, for each one this day. They're blessed with revelation knowledge. They know the truth. They abide in the truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.